Hey, hello. Your second trial with Wolf Corlett. A couple minute riff on IT and IT security. Today, looking at threat intelligence. I'm not a fan. Here's the thing. When I first joined the ISAC, Information Sharing Association, for financial services, it was because a CISO told me, hey, you know, what size is your company? And yeah, I can tell you when you're going to get hacked because the criminals go after the big companies and they move slowly down the list. And based on your size and assets under value, you're going to get hit in 4 months by the attacks that the large guys are seeing now. And I'm like, yeah, sign me up. Give me the information. And I signed up and I waited patiently for the emails. And the emails came in. They're like, here's an IP address you need to worry about. And it didn't really help me much. And then you see threat intelligence everywhere now. And it's, here's an IP. Here's a hash signature, right? And here's a million and one attacks right now going on in Bolivia. So tip to you, threat intelligence is not intelligence if it's not actionable. It's not actionable if it doesn't relate to your environment. And if it doesn't relate to your environment and the systems you have and you don't have enough information, it's not really threat intelligence, period. Hate to break it to those folks, right? You need to have a program to interpret this. This is like just about every other security control we ever talk about, ever. If you don't have a program in place and a system for utilizing, analyzing, and implementing whatever the threat intelligence is giving you, it's just noise. Just noise. A good system should do the following. It should look at your business process, the business process that has the assets that people want to attack. It should look at the business process, the assets that people want to have attack, and then look at the controls and the weaknesses and vulnerabilities in that IT that supports that process. And then, knowing the vulnerabilities in IT and knowing why people want to attack it and knowing what's going on, it should filter that and threat intelligence down to just what's likely to happen to you, knowing your particular individual environment. With that fine-tooth comb, with that filter, then you can act on it. You need to have a program that will act on it. By doing some threat modeling, by building some use cases, by implementing indicators of compromise around it. But until you have A, that filter, and B, a program to act on it, and C, more importantly, something to roll it back like we talked about once the threat is gone, you're just accumulating some noise, and unfortunately, it really isn't going to help. So all the vendors out there are like, threat intel, it's just like next gen or any other product. Unless you got a good program, doesn't work. What do you think? What makes threat intelligence really intelligent? And what makes actionable threat intelligence really actionable? Hit me up in comments or in social media. Cheers.